It's sort of like that.
Only corn dodger is.
Yeah, only then I heard it was good.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, what does somebody mean when he talks about a pone of corn or a corn pone?
Well, now that is when you take your cornmeal and make it up with cold or hot water. Just make it up, but you don't make it up sort of dream. You make it up just firm. Take it in your hands and want to shape it up in a pone. And put it in your pan side by side and bake it. Mm. And it's good.
I bet it is.
It sure is. I loved it.
Is a pone something like shaped like a loaf then?
Yeah.
But it's made out of cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. But you don't put no salt and soda in it to make it rise. You just make it up, put a little salt. But you don't put no soda in your baking powder, nor grease. Just put a little salt and make it up with water. And you can just shake it up, shape it so good with your hands, and put them in there. Mama cooked that. Now when I wanted pone bread, every one of us did, was when she would cook a big old pot of collard greens. That's the best thing in the world. She would borrow lots of meat. Papa raised his own meat, you know, and cured it himself, and it's good. She'd pop a great big old piece of that meat on them collards and cook them and have that pone bread. That's the kind we wanted with collard greens. She bought them kind that would head, like, you know, in the winter. Ooh, they'd be so good. We all eat ourselves to death. Every one of us got stomach trouble.
Most Americans do.
Huh?
Most Americans eat themselves to death.
Oh, we sure do. We would just eat and eat and eat. And go to the breakfast table of morning, there'd be great big old molasses stands that high, full of that good syrup. And great big butter dishes, one at each end of the table, full of good firm butter, and then big old bowls of good stiff cream is setting up there, and one or two platters. Mama'd slice that meat that big. That good old meat fried, you know, and all them big old biscuits.
What did y'all usually have for breakfast?
That is it. That's what I'm talking to you about.
You always had that?
Eat biscuit all of our life. We had, now when I can remember one time when I was a little girl, about 6 or 7 years old, we lived up down close to Zion Hill Church. They come a drought. We didn't have a rain the whole summer and nobody made nothing and we didn't have a thing in the garden. We made corn. I can remember us having roasting ears. And we was milking just one cow, but now they didn't have all that 10 children then. We was milking one cow and we had plenty of corn that we made the year before and had some syrup. We didn't have one thing green to eat. And there we all was. And that one cow didn't give enough for us all to drink all we wanted and cook with. And Mama made that cornbread with water to save the milk for us to have plenty to drink. But that molasses seemed to me like, I didn't never like molasses with cornbread. The thing about it, yellow fever broke out in Jackson, and they quarantined everybody. Well, there weren't but one merchant in this country. See, we didn't have a railroad. And he couldn't get in Jackson to get anything to sell. And now you talking about folks getting tired of what they had to eat.
Yes, ma'am.
And I remember so well the first time that they let him, Mr. go in Jackson,